This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Social media platforms have been stepping up their moderating operations amid election-related nonsense. Facebook just banned a group called Stop the Steal, formed to organize protests against Democrats, quote, stealing the election, an assertion based on no evidence. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
Right, David, that group was rapidly gaining followers, more than 350,000 over the last day or so before it was shut down. Facebook says it saw worrying calls for election-related violence from some of the group's members. It also banned the Stop the Steal hashtag, and it's limiting the spread of certain posts that its algorithms determine contain political misinformation. Now, that's not nothing, David. It goes almost directly against Facebook's business model. It and other platforms are in the business of disseminating information, keeping people scrolling through posts as long as possible and selling ads around all of that. And yet, policing content has become the central issue of a heated debate in Congress over regulating social media. And now we're seeing these companies responding with more force with regards to misinformation and the potential for violence.
What about other social media platforms beyond Facebook?
Right, so they're taking action as well. Twitter has suspended Steve Bannon's account after he posted a video calling for violence against FBI Director Christopher Wray and Anthony Fauci. Since Election Day, Twitter also put about a third of President Trump's tweets behind a fact-check label. And Snapchat also took action against Trump's account that used a Joe Biden interview out of context to back up unsubstantiated voter fraud claims.
All right, Nova, thank you.